Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
This year's Read Local Red Hook Literary Festival takes place this Friday through Sunday, and this is so cool and so exciting. There is a lot going on. The fest includes stories on stage, Hudson Valley actors, Read Hudson Valley authors, I Want to Be in a Band, a music and movement program for kids featuring author and musician Susie Roach and illustrator Giselle Potter telling stories, Conversation with Great Fiction Writers featuring Owen King, Kelly Braffett, and Marshall Karp, as well as my literary hero, Frank Delaney, who is with us this morning. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. How nice to talk to you again.
It is a delight. It's always a great pleasure to hear your voice, and I thank you very much for being with us.
I listen to your show so often, and I can't think of anybody who's doing anything comparable.
Well, thank you. Thank
with
you.
Writing.
Well, I appreciate that more than you know, and it's always a great pleasure for you to raise the bar and to be on the show. Also with us this morning, Susanna Hermans, co-owner of Oblong Books and Music, and Helen Szlosky, who is the event coordinator, putting all of this together, and also our dear friends, and we thank you so much for being here as well.
Hi, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
So before we talk to Frank about the importance of events like this, how did this all come together?
Well, the literary festival itself was a pet project, a brainchild, if you will, of Juliet Harrison. Juliet's an art photographer, and she's one of the founding members of the Red Hook Community Arts Network in Red Hook Village. And she had an idea that she'd like to do this, and last year we put it together with a very small group. It was Susanna, Juliet, myself, and another member of the Red Hook Can Committee, Rebecca Aronson. It was on a very small scale. It took place in the Village Hall, and through the inclusion of strategic partners this year, we've been able to expand it substantially.
So what does it mean for a bookseller like yourself, Susanna, to have an event like this?
This is a really special event for us. Red Hook has always been an important community for Oblong. Where our store is in Rhinebeck, which is not far from Red Hook, and I live in Red Hook. I bought a house there a few years ago, and I really want to help grow the Red Hook community. It's a smaller downtown than Rhinebeck, and it doesn't quite have as much going on, and to be able to bring a literary festival to the village and showcase the wonderful businesses that are there, as well as really celebrating all of our fabulous local authors, mm-hmm. It just seemed like the perfect combination, the best of all worlds coming together to celebrate a village that's really, I feel like, on the cusp of something great.
Now, Frank, you're in Connecticut, right? But you're close.
Right. Pretty close.
Yeah. So what is it? I know you do a number of these festivals. I've spoken to you, and I think I've interviewed you at a number of these festivals throughout the region. They're important to you.
They're not just important to me, Joe. They're more important than they seem, if I can explain that. The book is something that works like the story used to work. The book is something that works best by word of mouth. You meet somebody, you're chatting with them, you say, what are you reading at the moment? You're quite likely to go and read the book somebody recommends because of their enthusiasm for it, because of their passion for it. So you take an event like this in a place like Red Hook on the banks of the Hudson Valley, and the word from there goes out in ripples like throwing a stone into a pond. There's a celebration implicit of the fact that literature, that writing, that the capacity, the ancient capacity to tell story is still important. We need it more than ever at the moment, at a time when it is presumed that writing and all forms of creative expression are under attack from the mere proliferation made available by the internet. I don't personally totally share that view, but this is a great moment to have something like festivals talking about the things the world has always talked about.
You are taking part in an event that is on Sunday afternoon called Telling Stories, Conversations with Fiction Writers. Susanna's dad, Dick Hermans, who is the co-owner of Oblong Books, will be moderating, and Owen King and Kelly Braffett and Marshall Karp will be on that panel with you, Frank, and you'll be talking about fiction writing, and I assume that that's also interesting to you to have these conversations with other writers about the very subject project you just talked about?
It absolutely is. And have you seen the company I'm keeping? This is, I always look when I'm invited to something like this, I always look at the composition of the panel. And I know from the composition of the panel whether it has been put together expertly. This has been put together expertly because you have Marshall Karp, who has worked in advertising, therefore knows about mass expression, has collaborated in one of the ultimate storytellers, James Patterson. And I'm sure we should have a discussion about that on Sunday.
Yes.
Then you have a science fiction writer, you have Stephen King's son, and you have me coming from a tradition of oral storytelling and the bridge that the modern Irish writers like Beckett and Joyce and Yeats and Shaw and Seamus Heaney and Wilde walked across from oral storytelling into literature. So you have four different disciplines there, all depending on the sheer power of narrative. And that is a really, really well-chosen panel. And that is one of the hallmarks of a well-run and well-thought-through festival.
You have, you're going to have a lot of fun. Marshall is a dear, dear friend. A little nuts. That's great. That's great to have on a panel.
To be a writer, Joe.
Absolutely. Yeah. You two together, I want to be there for that. That's a lot of fun, I think. So you look at this as a whole, Helen, and yes, I mean, that's just one. Yep. That's just one event.
Mm-hmm.
As Frank points out, with the company you keep, but right down to starting off on your opening night event with stories on stage, pretty impressive.
Well, thank you. It's something that I really, Frank referred to the oral tradition of storytelling, and there's nothing quite like being read a story. I was fortunate enough in my time in Dallas to help produce Texas Bound, which was a show based on the NPR Selected Shorts model.
Right.
And we're repeating that here. And I think it's a wonderful way to get local actors involved reading local authors' stories and make those stories accessible to the audience. So that was our idea in putting this together. And Nina Shengold was kind enough to step in and direct. And, of course, David and Jason and Nicole, David Strathairn, Jason Downs and Nicole Quinn have been very kind to offer their time to do this. So it's a great kickoff. And we're also looking forward to the nonfiction panel in the morning. We've got a pretty impressive lineup there with John Kelly and Sarah Kilborn and also Guy Lawson. And that panel will focus on, you know, how do you make a true story readable. I mean, how do you tell nonfiction in a way that can really engage people? And I think that discussion will be interesting too.
That panel was Sunday morning called Past Tense, Writing History from 11 to 1, taking place in the Red Hook Village Hall. And, you know, Susanna, first of all, don't you wish we had an accent?
I know. I was like, wait, I get to be
but you
on
do.
With
you do.
British and Irish accents around.
I know.
Frank and my point of view.
We're trying to compete with that. But it is, and you are going to be talking about the business of books. And I mean, that's a huge part of this as well.
It really is. Yeah. I'm going to be moderating a session on Sunday at 2:00 with Miriam Altshuler, who's a literary agent, Paul Cohen, who has the publishing company Monkfish, Nan Satter, who's an editor who worked for a long time in New York and now does independent editing, and Carol Goodman, who is one of our beloved local authors who has had success across multiple genres and really, you know, multiple pen names, and she just writes like nonstop. So we're going to do an interesting discussion about sort of the state of publishing as well as what each of them does in their jobs. You know, what does an editor really do? I'm just really excited to sit down with all these great minds and talk about stuff.
You know, Frank, I'm curious because you alluded to this a moment ago in your answer and talking about the way we receive our books. But when you have a festival of like this celebrating literature and celebrating the literary pursuit, do you find it optimistic, or is there still cause for concern as a fiction writer such as yourself?
There's always calls for concern because no writer will agree that the gatekeepers, that is to say the publishers, are any damn good at all. But it's always been thus, and it always will be thus. I think it was Thomas Campbell, a 19th century English writer, who said, "It is with publishers as with wives. One always wants someone else's." But that said, it is a fact that reading is on the increase. For this, I think we have to thank Harry Potter. We have to thank the Da Vinci Code. We have to thank these huge mass market sellers. I'm tiptoeing gently around various shades of gray that I see coming up here in my mind. And I'm ignoring them. And the fact of the matter is that when I go to one of these things, I find a level of enthusiasm from the people who are there, from the readers who are there, for both fiction and nonfiction. That is very, very gratifying. And I would just make this final point, Joe, about nonfiction. Most stories we hear in our lives are nonfiction, because you come home in the evening and you say to your husband, you know, oh, I've had a terrible day, or I've had a wonderful day, or whatever, and you begin to tell the story, and that is nonfiction. And this is the same enthusiasm for that story, packaged, boxed, and sold, that you will find at this festival on Sunday, to which I am so looking forward.
You know, it's also interesting when you look at because the publishing model and marketing and so forth, conventional wisdom in, if there is such a, well, okay, I won't call it wisdom, but the thought, their thought is that somebody who reads Frank Delaney wouldn't read Marshall Karp. That they're like different audiences. And yet,
that
you know,
nonsense.
That is nonsense. Yeah. And I think that's why it's so wonderful to get you both on a panel like this to talk.
To Frank's point about reading being on the increase, in fact, Red Hook Public Library saw an increase of 18% in its patrons last year, which is...
Yeah, libraries around the country
doing really, really well. And a festival like this is a wonderful opportunity to introduce people to different genres. So they can...
And there's a very interesting reason for this, I think. With the proliferation of material available on the internet, we are, as people, as civilized people, we are natural self-curators. We know what we want to find. And we go looking for it. It's wonderful that a librarian or a bookseller, and any bookseller worth his or her salt, will say to a customer, hey, have you tried such and such? I've come across so many good books in that fashion. I also, early in my life, met a librarian who, when I asked for Ulysses, said, you don't want to be reading that. Here's the Confessions of St. Augustine. It'll be a lot better for you. Mm-hmm. But there's a curating going on at the moment, which is humanity finding its way through the morass that the internet has created.
The other thing that I love about this festival, and I know that Susanna does a lot about this anyway, but the Hudson Valley YA Society is going to have a part in this festival, and you are also having a very cool event called Teen Talk, where high school students are actually going to read from their writing. So bringing in the youngsters is a great idea.
It's true. It's so important to connect kids and teens to books and reading. And our Hudson Valley YA Society series, which is a monthly series we normally do at our Rhinebeck store, we're having a special event at the Literary Festival with Maya Gold, Jennifer Donnelly, and Kim Sabatini. And that's from 2 to 4 on Sunday. And then right after that, a small venue change around the corner, we're having Teen Talk, which is Red Hook High School students reading from original work.
There,
it's gonna be fabulous.
There is so much that is going to be happening at this festival. And if you, I'm going to give you a website, which is RHCAN, which stands for Red Hook Community Arts Network, RHCAN. And there you can find the complete schedule. I assume you can also find it on your site, oblongbooks.com?
Yes, oblongbooks.com. It's right on the front page. You can click right to it.
Oblongbooks.com. And the event takes place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is just wonderful. We have we've talked about a lot of the events, but there's a lot more going on and a great deal to take in throughout the weekend. Again, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it is the Read Local Red Hook Literary Festival. First of all, Frank Delaney, you'll be there on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's always a great thrill and a pleasure to have you on the program, and I thank you so much, and it'll be great to have you back in the region.
My pleasure, Joe, as ever.
Thank you very much. Also, Helen Szlowski and Susanna Hermans, thank you so much for putting together such a delightful festival and for sharing it with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having us on, Joe.
We appreciate it. Wonderful time this weekend. We appreciate it. Again, you can find out more rhcan.com, rhcan.com, or oblongbooks.com for more information about the festival. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.